WRJX 359 Karen off of NV725 repeater, acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. For more helpful information plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Today's inspiration is called Beyond Worry. Because life is sometimes difficult and because we have understandable fears about the uncertainty of the future, we worry. At times we may find ourselves fretting over the countless details of everyday life. We may worry about our relationships, our finances, our health, or any number of potential problems, some large, some small. If you're a worrier by nature, it's probably time to reconsider the way you think. Perhaps you've formed the unfortunate habit of focusing too intently on negative aspects of life and spending too little time counting your blessings. If so, take your worries to God and leave them there. When you do, you'll learn to worry a little less and to trust God a little more. And that's as it should be, because God is trustworthy. You are protected, and your future can be intensely bright. A ruffled mind makes a restless pillow. Charlotte Bronte. This evening I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Break. For a while now, we've been studying the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook that we got from the Josephine or Jefferson County Emergency Management. And this evening, the last several weeks, we've been covering the preparedness calendar resources for supplies, planning, and training. So we've covered months 1 through 9, and tonight I will cover months 10 through 12. Planning. Are you prepared? Begin to create a plan to work with your neighbors during a disaster. See pages 50 and 51 for a guide. Learn what plans are in place at work, schools, or your child care facilities. Train or be trained. Learn or teach someone to use the tools around your home. If you have a generator, chainsaw, tractor, etc., practice using them until you're comfortable on your own. Gather or purchase supplies. Add supplies to your car kit. You should build one kit per vehicle. Gather or purchase the missing items. Add water and food for 3 days. Remember your spices and sweeteners. Planning for month 11. Download some useful emergency notification apps on your cell phones to stay informed about weather or local, state, and federal emergencies. Make a plan for sheltering in place. Page 42. Part of your planning should be what we're doing this evening, talking on the radio. Train or be trained. Take Stop the Bleed training. Go to www.stopthebleed.org for more information. Practice your CPR and first aid skills. A lot of you ladies, we've all taken a Stop the Bleed class together. And so if you're interested in a possible another one, just let me know and we'll see what we can do. I'm sure we can find somebody to help us. Gather or purchase supplies. Review your shelter in place and supply needs. Gather or purchase necessary items. Add water and food. Consider purchasing some of the emergency foods that have very long-term shelf life. MREs, food ration bars, or any variety of emergency foods that can be found online by searching emergency foods. You can also find a lot of that stuff at your local stores. Buy a little at a time. These have a shelf life of 5 to 25 plus years. Month 12 planning. Gather your evac box supplies together. See page 41. These are not items you purchase, but rather they are sentimental items as well as financial, medical, and legal documents that need to be stored in an easy-to-carry container in a convenient location. In this final month of preparation, look at getting involved in your community through volunteering. Shelters, food banks, donation centers, etc. are staffed by volunteers. This service can only be provided if local people volunteer. Train or be trained. Shore up what you've already learned and fill in any gaps so that you feel prepared to be the help until help arrives. Gather or purchase supplies. Get a bin or two for your evac box supplies. Review your bug out bag supplies, page 40. Gather or purchase the missing items. Add water and food for an additional 3 days. Make sure to have a good protein source. Add books, games, cards, or other non-electric entertainment to your kits. Start your calendar over next month and rotate any items that may have expired. Pick up supplies you may have skipped. Review your plans and continue training so your skills do not expire. Good idea. Congratulations on your preparedness efforts. Be sure to test and maintain your emergency plans and supplies. Consider expanding over time to include additional items your family needs in order to be comfortable. So that covers the preparedness calendar resources for a year, 12 months. And so we just covered the last month. So if you have any other suggestions regarding what I just read or any other suggestions or comment when I call on you for your radio check-in, please feel free to speak up. 359 moving forward.